Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, your hated ones, tell everybody. Even that guy at the park who wears the heavy-duty trench coat, there might be nothing underneath. Get everybody involved. Good people, thank you once again. It's 10 o'clock here on the hour. You are listening to DJ Butterfly Feces and his show, Cocooning from the Microphone. Where do I begin? Well, let me try to very, very briefly recap this. I was living in McKinleyville, Ohio, most of my life, and then a mysterious man came along after I had this big falling out with my family, who took me by the hand and by the ear and spun me his rap and asked me to travel around the world with him while we helped the homeless, the truly disenfranchised. Things are bad right now all over in more ways than one. I kid you not. But he said, come with me. Let's all help one another. Those truly without real means, we can all be saved. Hey, what other options did I have? I've been living with my family. I was living in my room. I wasn't even paying rent at this point. I basically got the moniker DJ Butterfly Feces because I had my own Blog Talk Radio show before. Nobody was listening. A lot of people who get Blog Talk Radio shows, there are more people now with those shows than anybody listening. You want to use these to make a demo tape or whatever? I'm sorry. I'm basically cutting myself down and not getting into the how or the program and all that. He took me by the hand and led me, basically, to go with him on this journey. Boy, was it something. Understand, carefully. He took me in his car, and we went all around, basically. See, he and the rest of his fellow followers, he had told me that he was a wealthy man who, eccentric that he was, would go around there cleaning up garbage, helping the community, lighting a fire in the collective minds, creating some consciousness and whatnot. He needs someone to basically come along and help him. Help him, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically just illuminate everybody, get everybody involved, to clean up, make this world a better one. Those with no means. More, they appear to have no means, but they had more than they realized. We had gone over, all over, we had gone places. We had basically gone to Miami, Florida, and helped a lot of the beach folk really decide to clean things up. We had gone even outside the U.S. a bit to help, to really, really save lives, or at least better them. One thing we'd helped done is spread the message and the good word. I got in some trouble for him because, as he told me, don't tell anybody he's rich. In a weird way, I almost had to tell everybody because I had to explain, like, why am I following this guy? And where did I come from? And how does this guy be able to afford to take care of me and all of us? Now, when we left the U.S., when we lived the car behind, we stayed in a nice hotel. Sometimes it wasn't always that nice. But other times, we didn't just do that. We merely, when we were still in the U.S., we slept in the Winnebago. Once or twice, he actually wanted me to basically sleep out there with the others on the street. I got to tell you something. It was so dang hard. You got to understand something here now. You got to learn how to basically get used to sleeping on the street. When you get older and bigger and your bones harden, it's not so simple. You got to get used to sleeping on the street. You don't sleep, you pass out. It's why you especially need money for booze. You drink the pain away. Some people get used to the street. They want to give up and fall apart, and they want to just end this whole miserable ordeal that we call life. Is there a next world? Is there something else on the other side? I don't know, but they're anxious to get to it. They're living a hell on earth, a damnation in the here and now. They were good people. They were hardworking people. Look where it got them. And some of them basically couldn't help but tell me. Now, there's a reason that basically, even though this country was founded on immigration, one of them told me, there's such a thing as too much of anything. There's just too many people here. And there's more every day, and things are getting worse. Things have gone bad. I always used to wonder why children were so cruel. I think it's because that innate nature is in them, and life is going to be cruel. So you know what? In some ways, it's better that the people are going to basically become adults and have the world crush their spirit. It's better that they deserve it. A lot do. But even the kid who was the apple polisher, the kid really trying his best to be an adult by the time he entered first grade or whatever, was starting to feel the pinch. As we were in that Winnebago, what I call the convoy, that's what I call Organic OK's, okay's RV, and the other cars, we were all basically driving to and fro, whatever. This time we wound up, where are we going? Where are we headed? I was like, oh, dang. The great state of New York. The Empire State. What's wrong with all that, you might ask? Well, I'm from California. And we tend to be frightened of them from New York. There's always been a California versus New York mantra going on. Live on opposite sides of the country or whatever. We go to New York. You really don't want to be labeled out as a tourist. You hear stories about New York. New York. I especially asked him to lock the doors. You know, I think we should sleep in some place safer than the Winnebago. I told Organic OK said to me, man, don't worry. Listen, you don't need to label yourself an outsider. But things are tough over there. Things can be bad no matter where you go. Even the richest, nicest neighborhoods, you better be able to afford to be there. Ain't nobody got a trouble-free life. Sometimes living too much in luxury can leave you helpless. No. I nodded. Are we living in luxury? I mean, I know sometimes we stay at hotel rooms and whatnot, but come on, that was only when we left the country. More often than not, it's us driving up here to and fro and whatever, all through. But we slept in the Winnebago. I took a moment to think about my jaw dropped. New York, New York. That's right. We drove into the city limits. I really feel good. Like everybody else, I want to go sightsee and see the Statue of Liberty and all those other things that are specifically designed for the tourists. Even the New Yorkers basically say they don't actually see that stuff. It's there for the tourists and whatever. The old cliche of a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. Well, Lord knows, I don't think it's going to be the end of our journey. We ain't staying, right? Cool. Way past cool. But I was still scratching my head thinking how I was going to relate to it. Now, I had heard, even before we started this whole thing, that one of the worst places, basically, with the homeless problem was New York. They always had a problem with congestion. Now, here is a city where so many different people immigrated over here and have really been there for generations because they heard about America, the land of milk and honey, where the streets are paved solid gold. I know all this was just a fairy tale, but surely big things like that still happen in this great state of New York and whatnot. Maybe they still can. It would be nice if I did something to collectively help all the vagabonds. Now, once again, if you're still joining the show, if you're just joining us, where have you been? Now, I basically made a point. That's what I called homeless. Not homeless, not bums, not vagrants, vagabond. I want to make sure I would tell them. As far as I'm concerned, basically, I'm considered vagabonds. No. I objected to basically anyone calling them bums. Remember there was a time when a guy just sat there doing nothing was a bum, but these people were just, it was disgusting. I always heard some people talk about how no other country in the world could really topple America, but now the beast was eating itself. I tried to make this too politically, but what can you say when things around are this bad? And finally, the Winnebago stopped. We stopped in a very, very fervent, congested shanty town. Now, there's a lot in general in you know, New York and whatever. I got out of the Winnebago, doing some extra blankets. Man, was it cold. It was snowing. There was snow in this here city, in this here state. Snow like, I don't know. Somehow it was colder. Maybe that was to be expected. I tried to say hello to the mouse. I said, hello. They looked at me suspiciously. They basically just looked at me, nodded halfway, and barely just looked away. You hear stories about what jerks people are basically throughout the world, but especially New York. People are especially rude because, well, this is something I've noticed. The higher a population, the more people are nasty to each other. That's why in small towns, they all know each other, that one big fan, whatever. But in a major city like this, where there's all this show business and possibilities and whatever, when there's an abundance of people, well, I shiver. I tried to basically say hello. I hesitated telling them my name, DJ Butterfly Feces. Because even though Organic OK had basically told me himself how such a moniker made sense. If you're just tuning in, I'll tell you all for your benefit. No one even thinks about how fecal matter does affect, is part of nature's basically grand design. Now, basically, if you'd be good at anything, I'd put yourself in a little bit of a cocoon and focus on perfecting the craft, you know, spinning a web and whatnot. The little worm basically, honestly, is working in there, whatever, then he merges with wings. And it ain't so much a worm no more. It doesn't just get wings. It's something else entirely. That's true. This whole metaphor for life in that, and the droppings it leaves behind, that fertilizer and compost that helps so much grow. You don't think bugs boo-boo, but they do, like everything else. All conscious, sentient life makes waste. And the way this is designed, something has to come from all that. Everything in nature has a place. Once again, I was a little hesitant telling them that my name was DJ Butterfly Feces. I was from McGinleyville, California. I told you about it the way Californians see people from New York. New York, New York. But I had to think what they thought about us Californians. That we get too much sun, that we're enjoying too much our fresh fruit that falls off the trees. And they're all probably a bunch of obnoxious surfer types. Hey, I surfed. I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville, California. I thought just yet I wouldn't basically tell them, maybe even I wasn't even from there. Before I could say anything, one of them said, you ain't from around here, are you? What? You're not from around here, are you? No, I'm visiting. I can tell you got a big tourist smile on your face. You might want to keep that smile off. It's going to get you mugged. I ain't got nothing. Well, then you're going to get killed. They all laughed. Well, a couple of them did. New York is a place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. What could I say? I told them about my program to help pick up the garbage on this. To which one of them said, "No, there needs to be garbage basically on the street. You know, it's part of New York. All the people living here, whatever, ain't all squeaky clean." Why is California so tidy? Well, it's not clean all the time. It's cleaner, but no, listen. I try to explain how I was trying to help everybody, whatever, and going on this world tour, trying to pick up a collective conscious and whatever. Get people to pick up the garbage, getting people to unite as a community. They laughed at me and said, good luck. And they turned away. So I always had problems with this, but here's a sad scientific fact. I was going to have special problems doing this here. Why? I looked around. Everybody was giving me the cold shoulder. Miss Freezing Weather, because this is New York. The city's so nasty, and they named it twice. 50 minutes after the hour here on the program, DJ Butterfly Feces here, cocooning from the microphone. What do you think? Call in and give us your opinions. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Oh, and there's this musician, you might have heard of her, Maya Harrison. Check out her stuff. She's got a whole website. What to do? I tried going up to them, trying for a little bit. I was about talking in New York accents just to throw them to fit them, but I remember they already heard me talk in my non-New York accent. Told them my plan again. I told them how it would help. We can live a little bit better. I want to unite everyone in the community. I want us to become, you know, brothers and countrymen and all that. And they looked at me. They looked at me like, buddy, knock yourself out. Expect so much as a thing from us. I don't know how to be the one to tell this to you. But you're in a place where it ain't going to be so easy to sell nothing. There are basically, you know, how did you get here exactly? I don't know how to tell them. I asked what New York was like. What does New York look like? What is New York really like? And they told me. It's the biggest, most exciting city in America, if not the world. So there's a lot of people here. To really, really appreciate this thing, you got to be a New Yorker or a tourist that stays on a bus. You're neither. As I explained, I wasn't a tourist. I came over here to help, whatever. So we'll get to it then. But I was wondering if I could get some help. Well, let's all get together and make this city better. I got the same message I've been getting in almost every city. Why should we basically do something that the city is paying some professionals for? What are they doing for us? I had a job. I had a personal life. I was thrown here on the street. And they wanted them to reiterate the point I was trying to make before. When they call homeless bums, we ain't bums. We worked. They kicked us out of our job and they kicked us out of our home. So I thought, okay, maybe if I basically long and I'll be back to talk to you. I was about to basically go over and talk to Organic. I remember what he said before. You just got to keep pushing and asking and trying to unite and collect everybody. It ain't all going to happen like overnight. Not everyone is going to take the message, because even though we could make this an ideal world, everybody just gets together and just is friends and family and loves one another. Everyone does that. It doesn't necessarily mean people will. I thought about that. He was trying to unite the world. But I don't know. Sorry, I'm dropping stuff in the booth here. I wish I was professional to have a booth. It was messed up is what it was. I asked Organic for basically some stuff to pick up the garbage with. It's New York. I know there's going to be more garbage. One of them said, no, don't. This garbage is our home now. See, it kind of protects us, see? The more garbage there is around, the more we have to worry about the wrong people, you know, coming by. You know, I'd heard that before on the street. You know, the mantra, like rubbing doo-doo all over something so nobody else touches it. Making it a mess so people will basically leave it alone. I don't know. I picked up basically this and that. I started picking up and putting away a lot of junk. I tried going to every single basically New Yorker that I could come across. It was around in the shanty town. I tried to convince them to all work together for that greater good. Pick up the garbage. I'm with somebody who's basically doing all. And boy, did I get a response. Who are you to talk all that? You're not even from here. You even know who we are. You ain't from New York. You're not one of us. I didn't know what. I didn't know. I basically picked up a lot of trash. I try to convince us all to help and clean up. Come on. This is our community. Well, yours really in a way. It didn't happen so simply. Picked up quite a bit of garbage all my own. Trying to convince them to do the same. I remember I was trying to pick up some of them. Hey, leave it alone. That's mine. That's mine. That's mine. Dang. They had something. They had something going on there. For a moment, I basically stopped. Stopped picking up this, picking up that. And I sat down and asked what they had to say. What's going on with them? What's with you? What's your story? How did you get on the street? I remember. That's how I got it before. I know this was going to be especially a challenge, but the thing is, that's what really helped me in other places. I started just sitting down and asking them what they thought. They told me that it was especially cold out there. No one should kick anybody on the street in New York. Dang it. It was the best city there was. It could be the best. Someone told me it could be the best city or the worst, all simultaneously. Begging for loose change, whatever. I don't know. I thought about basically what it was like being broke out here. Thought about what it would be like. What it was like to basically be broke anywhere. Without Organic OK helping me out. I went to him, I talked about basically clean organic living. They laughed and said, there's something we don't know here in New York. And they were right. The hot dogs they ate from those cart vendors, apart from the worst cut of the cow dipped in chemicals. Talk about how this all leads to a thing. Everybody should be united in some way, especially in New York. I went up to one guy who was really trying hard to get a fire going. He would pick up all the trash, whatever, and burn it for heat. Dang. I wanted to go around the city and do some exploring or whatever, but that's not what Organic OK brought me here for. Little human nature. You want to lollygag. You want to play. You want to see what the city has to offer. But that got me in trouble in life, you know. You know what I'm talking about. Like, literally, when I remember, I would show up early for things. Now that I got all this spare time, I'm just going to go wait until, and I just relaxed and indulged myself. Before I knew it, I was late. I wasn't going to be late this time. I wasn't going to miss anything. I went around and went to all of them, pleading my case, talking to them about, well, what we were doing. Keep dreaming. They rolled their eyes, whatever. New York was a hard city to win over. What do these people need? Well, thought about how can we make it basic so every single one of them has some kind of shelter. I heard about how bad things were. It was a hell of a thing. It was a heck of a thing. I found myself going to all of them, talking. Finally, one of them said, I'll help you. You will. That's right. Somebody heard my pleas. I finally talked one of them into it. To basically doing something for the greater good. See? Even in a place like New York. I understand that New York City is one of the biggest cities there is. This big metropolis, whatever. We're picking up garbage together. I don't know. How do we do it? But it happened. Finally, we were trying to convince others to do it so they can live better. I was the one who was trying to convince everyone to connect, to work together. To work together. It was not so simple. It was not so easy. It was not so anything. It wasn't even too hard. Slowly but surely, things were looking cleaner around the area. I convinced everybody to meet everybody, to talk to everybody else. And it's a real danger because just like, you know, you're worried in any neighborhood, you can get jumped and ripped off and mugged and whatever. I don't know. The thing is, it had only just started. I basically thought, is there a way we could convince the good people in New York to basically do something about the homeless problem? I convinced everybody else to panhandle just a little bit more. Convinced everybody to shelter, to bond together. The homeless people seem to do a little bit better when they're not hermits. They're not cut off from everybody else. I don't know what there was to do. Nothing short of, well, taking some kind of real action. I told them my story. I told them the whole metaphor about DJ Butterfly feces and whatever. The metaphor for all of us is in there. You comparing us to bug droppings? They asked me. They said that, but more in a New York accent. I don't know. I was happy to do this. It felt good to be alive, to do stuff. I know they all felt that. But one of them asked me, what happens when we get hungry? Who's going to feed us? You know, we're putting those sanitation workers out of business. They're going to be basically out here, too. There had to be a way that basically every single, all the vagrants could bond together. There had to be a way. Something. I don't know what to do. All I was thinking basically was that keep this going. And I told basically the rest of my fellow disenfranchised, my fellow vagabonds, let's work together. Let's really work together. I don't know. I went all around. 30 minutes after the hour here on the program, DJ Butterfly Feces cocooning from the microphone. What do you think? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I suffered basically from, I had health problems I didn't have before. For a moment, you know, when Organic OK said, dude, think about it. These people sleep on the street all the time. Imagine you had to do that. In a way, I thought maybe I should try that so I know what they're going through. Now that we're totally on the street, they got places, they got things. They got things. They got stuff. They got tents and cars to sleep in. I was thinking about, forget the Winnebago, stay in the Winnebago. I thought I should be out there with them. And I was. Dang, it was cold. I started running around in circles, doing jumping jacks, trying to stay warm, thinking hot thoughts. Hell isn't always hot. I remember that woman who died on the street. And I'm sure maybe just as many people, more people probably died out here. No, I didn't see somebody die while I was in New York. You remember that previous episode? We're in Seattle. It happened to me. And I'm sure it happened out here even more because there were so many other people. What to do, what to do. I sat over there trying to talk to them about anything, about life. I didn't know what to do. I thought about how in high school I had this weird collection and circle of friends. We didn't just graduate eventually. The circle did kind of break up. I was the guy who was trying to keep the circle going, the band going. But in a way, they got tired of me. I thought about how what I'm going to do to basically help and save the rest of my life. It was a good question. What am I going to do now? I guess I'm going to basically keep on, I don't know, trying to make this happen, that happen. Keep on this crusade, because I'm needed here. For one moment, I ran back to Organic and I said, how will some of these people join us on the road? All right, maybe one. But they got to be doing what you're, they got to be willing to hustle or whatever. Or you know what? I'm kicking their ass to the curb. I ain't taking them on if they want to go around there trying to, are you helping with shit? I did. I picked up garbage. I talked to them. I convinced them. None of them really wanted to help. That happens sometimes. Not everybody's going to want to. We can all change the world, make a dent, do something, but not everybody wants to. Some just want to embrace hell. Whenever he talked, I listened, I stayed listened. I changed. And he was right. Dang. Once again, I went all around there with the gloves and this huge jumps he provided me picking up trash. It was a disgusting job, and you feel bad, basically, for everyone who has to do this. I mean, think about this now. When a woman's thinking about her future husband, she doesn't see somebody who's basically cleaning up after people. She doesn't look at him as a dreamboat, but there was a pride in doing it. Dang, somebody had to do this noise. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't. I went to some of the New Yorkers and I told them, you're still part of New York. It's about make New York beautiful. New York's already beautiful. The whole dang state. You know, New York could be a happy place. Not everybody needs to be as natural as possible. I know part of it is for protection and defense mechanism, and that's what happens in a big congested city. It doesn't have to be like this. You can all help each other. You can start now. I don't know. I'm tired of saying that, but I really don't. I was trying to convince them. I was trying to talk them into it. He said, look, you go. You finish your crusade, holy messenger. I wish you luck with it. I wanted to ask somebody else to join us. I tried to basically, I looked around for the garbage to pick up, and I picked it along the street and whatever. I was upset I was doing it alone. So a few of the people did get together and help each other, whatever, but this is New York. Nobody trusts nobody.
I was thinking. I don't know.
There's that phrase again. I'm sorry about a loss for words, but really, I mean, it was very, very cold out there, and I was trying to basically help evolve and collect and clean, and nothing was working. Couldn't exactly go sightseeing. Well, I did check out Central Park West, but I made sure everywhere I went there to clean up. At one point, I asked Organic, okay, could you maybe spot me some money? I can go check out Staten Island. You'll ride the ferry over there, check out things from the crown of the Lady Liberty. I'll pick garbage up there, too. No, dude, we're in this town. We're in this thing. Okay? You clean up here. I went to some of them, and I told the story about the dying woman, the woman who died right in front of me in a very cold climate. Some just laughed and said, so what? You know, people, we get dying out here? So much, it doesn't even matter. And Seattle's a lot colder. It's a lot more close to the north of the equator. Try to explain, I saw it from me and it changed me and decided me to get me to do all this. What do you want from us? They asked me. I answered back, I want you guys to help fix things. Make New York something beautiful. Went all throughout. Some of them did agree to finally help me. The thing is, it was my idea for us all to go, you know, while we're picking up garbage, we can panhandle too. Begging for loose change. I didn't need it, but they did. I don't know. There that phrase is again. Let me try to find another synonym. For a while, I started to get angry. I mean, livid. You got to understand, I was out here, and because of their cynicism, because of that good old-fashioned New York cynicism, that hate that goes all the way down to the bone, nobody wanted to help. Nobody wanted to do anything. Would this help? Would this help the collective consciousness of humanity? I think so. But they couldn't even pretend to care. They couldn't even pretend to attempt that it mattered to them worth a dang. New York was a cynical place. It only had gotten worse. The funny thing is, after I convinced some of them, I did convince some of them to something. I'd done it. And I wanted to basically say, after this, we're going to do something even bigger. We're going to basically make some noise. It was happening. They finally were starting to listen to me. I convinced all of us when we stopped at Central Park West by a water fountain for us all to drink, to be hydrated. Water was a little dirty, a little rusty, not as clean as I'm used to, but dang it, we were alive. Things were better. Things had been better. What to do? I told them to tell their friends and tell everybody else that I, this humanitarian DJ Butterfly Feces, was trying to help the collective evolutionary conscience of all humanity. We're trying to unite all the vagrants of the world together, unite for that greater good. And it was happening. It's up a lot of garbage. And people in New York, the vagabonds of New York. I wanted to basically start thinking of vagabonds in New York thing, but then I thought, well, what would we call the collective vagabonds everywhere else? I guess the same thing. That's what to do. How sweet it is. So we did just that. We went up and down, to and fro, left and right, horizontally, sideways, and diagonally. And in the end, I like to believe that we basically started working together, not just to pick up the trash, but when they went back to their spot. people were helped. They were helped. No one was helped. Yeah, everybody was helped. Everybody, it was. They weren't just helped. We all connected. We were something a little bit better. I'm trying to convince everybody to start sharing their resources a little bit with each other. The whole country, but especially New York, had a "it's me against them," that every man, every child, every soul from themselves kind of mentality. And people showed nothing resembling, let's just say, humanity. You know, it always interested me, the fact that we live in a society, and yet we live in a time and a place and a whatever, we live in all that, where I don't know. Where, I don't know. You know, you think of a society, the time for us all to get together and work together and be together and be connected in some way. Basically, that would be something. What was happening? What was this mentality? It was coming from me. DJ Butterfly Feces, he came up with something greater for that greater good, for that greater, grander good. We were all connected, united. I smiled. I did something. I actually did something. Somehow I was most proud of this. Why? Well, New York is known for being New York. And you know something? It was working. It happened. It was happening for that greater good. But I knew I had to keep at it. It's like Organic always told me, dude, you had a success. It doesn't mean you just sit back and it all just rolls in. You know what I mean? You got to make it happen. You got to focus on what matters. Just do it. You can do it. He was right. What was I thinking to myself? I was thinking I was going to make this world a great one. Thinking I was doing it already. It was kind of exhausting a little bit. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was happening. 45 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock, 10:45 here on the program, DJ Butterfly Feces cocooning from the microphone. Get involved with the cause, will you? We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And check out a recording by the name of Maya Harrison. Where do you see what she's up to? You know, it's funny. It always seems hard at first. They always say what's in it for me. Or they tell me to do something to myself, very painful and somewhat physical in the worst way. Why? Well, to basically take a bunch of people who've been thrown on the streets, like so much garbage, and ask them to pick up that garbage, ask them to clean. The system that did this to them. It's not always so simple. But it's a real thing. What did I dream of doing? I dreamt of fighting for that greater good. And I was doing it. After it's over, I basically went to all the vagabonds and said, we need to fight basically for our right to do something. Members of New York, now listen, before I go, I want all of you, every single one of you, to literally, honestly, I want you to basically be united together. I want you to be together. I want you to be together. fight to make sure that you guys all have a place to stay. This is your New York too. It didn't seem like it was going to be so simple. Before I knew it, all of a sudden, this is where the story gets interesting. It takes a real twist. Just brace yourself. I was minding my own business and whatever, and then some guy came out of the blue and said, excuse me a second. What's your name? I told him they called me DJ Butterfly Feces. I told him about my whole mission. I was a vagabond going out there helping this, helping that, cleaning up the city, but collecting the evolutionary conscious of all those vagrants stuck out on the street. And he told me, he said, told me who he was and that he was making his own documentary on the vagabonds, vagrancy itself. And he asked to interview me. He filmed it. He filmed all of us. It wasn't just homeless. It was homeless in New York. And that's something in and of itself that is just, that more than deserves its own movie. You know that. I've been discovered again, just like I was with Organic OK. This is something beyond necessary. It had happened. I told him about all the work we had done and everything Organic OK was trying to do. To get everyone to give a hoot, not pollute. And the way that every single member, every vagabond should be collected and unified into a guild of its own for that greater good. It's a real thing. And it's necessary. It's something that was necessary, something that was needed, something that was happening. And I told him how we got on this mission. I told him my whole theory about the DJ Butterfly Feast, how I got that moniker. And that I used to, he said, you were a DJ? Oh, no, better than that. I was a radio personality. I had my own Blog Talk radio show at some point. Yes, I had one before this one. It didn't really take off. Fingers crossed this one will. To which he responded, okay, sit back and tell us your story. I told him everything. I told him about all the journey that I had made, all this whatever for this vagrancy in America thing. I wonder if I was basically letting too much out of the bag. Shouldn't this be Organic OK's intellectual property? But no, he wanted the message to go out. He wanted the world to know about it. So maybe that's what I was doing. That's what I was doing. What I'd been doing. I told him about all the horrors I'd seen. And the fact that New York was just one more spot, one more step on that big, epic journey. There was still so much more to be done. We had only just begun. I told him I was trying to help the vagabonds. What to do. The butterfly feces. His story was just getting told. That every single one of these people deserves, is entitled to, a little bit more help among the community themselves. Will you help? Will you get involved? Don't just film this. Don't just look at this problem and feel a little bit sweeping under the rug. Everyone's got to roll up their sleeves and do something. No one's doing nothing. Everyone's just trying to make sure that they don't wind up on the streets. Either. Well, the best thing to do is to make sure being on the streets isn't the worst thing. The world needs to get a lot more unionized. Doesn't have to be like this. It never did. And yet somehow it happened. Things are bad. They don't need to be this bad. They never did. They still don't. Who knew what to do? It's a terrible thing, it really is. We're too divided. Things can be better than this. I know I'm repeating myself, but I've made a lot of these points time and time again when I was on the street. Not every single experience was all that different. I don't know. There I go again. I gotta get a better catchphrase. So there I was with all of them, giving the interview, talking about how I picked them and how everyone should pick up and pollute and do something to help the homeless. I'm not just talking about giving them a few loose coins you have burning a hole in your pocket. I'm talking about real investing, real attitude for that greater good, above that greater good. Please, keep remembering my name, Organic OK and DJ Butterfly Feces. They're out there. You need to be out there too. It's a great thing. I ask you to please get involved. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to the program, Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. The one, the only. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. DJ Butterfly Feces, myself, was amazed again that he actually managed to sort of, you know, get things going and all that. That he did it. That he's been doing it. It's been like this for quite some time. And he also learned from a greater good what else needed to be done. He had only just begun. As I went over to Organic, I said, this isn't the only documentary, basically. This is not the first time a guy has basically come up to me and wanted to film what I was doing, all this and that. You think this is good? It's going to help the cause? Yeah, sure. It's good it happened. Wish you luck, little man. Yeah, I heard that. Man, I heard that. You're doing it. You said you couldn't do it, but you're doing it right now. You're doing it. He was right. I was doing it. Well, I had done it. Yeah. DJ Butterfly Feces. Cocooning for the Microphone. Thank you for listening, and good night.